Hey everybody, welcome back. Today we are talking about Yesod Sheb Netzach. First and foremost, grateful for all of you. Thanks for tuning in today. Wherever you're listening, make sure you follow or subscribe, rate the show, share it, all that fun stuff, if it's meaningful for you and if that's something you would like to do. So today, talking about Yesod Sheb Netzach, we are getting close to the end of Netzach. It's been a fantastic week, a really great week. And Yesod Sheb Netzach, so much of it has to do with Yesod. We talked about previously about having a home, foundation. And today, Rav Benji, he talks about relationships. The Yesod corresponds to relationships. And specifically when it comes to Netzach, if the relationships are sustainable, if they're resilient, if they're lasting, right? And in terms of also those relationships, Yesod, right? How are we coming into these relationships? What are we getting out of these relationships? What are we giving these relationships? Who are these relationships with? And another aspect of Netzach is confidence, right? Confidence. We talked about earlier in the week, Netzach, with confidence. A person has confidence when they're coming from a place of abundance. When they're coming from a place of lack, that's when we lose confidence. We have a low self-worth, we're coming in, and we talked about it as well, where we want to kind of, we need something from somebody else, perhaps. This is how codependent relationships kind of start. And exacerbate and spiral. And a lot of times in kind of codependent relationships, they start off, maybe it's in dating, right? Maybe it's in dating and both people need something. They both need something and they're both looking for somebody to fill it. Relationships have to do a lot with wavelength and how are we attracting people? Who are we attracting? When are we attracting them? In what states are we meeting them? What place in our life are we when we're starting these relationships? And the relationships don't necessarily, I'm talking about here, we're going to get into interpersonal, relationships having to do with the significant other, perhaps. But there's many different kinds of relationships as well, maybe we'll talk about when it comes to our families, right? Our family of origin, perhaps, maybe our acquired families when we're in our significant others and we have, family members that we've married into. There's also relationships that we have when it comes to business, maybe a client, service provider kind of relationship, or an employer-employee kind of relationship. There's relationships when we're at school, teacher and student relationships. There's relationships that we have in sports, with coaches and with teammates. There's relationships that we have with other kind of services when we have a bank or with institutions. Those are also kind of relationships. And the state of mind that we're in when we enter that relationship, where we are in our life, very much dictates a lot of different stuff. Who we're going to attract in our relationship, who we're going to be attracted to in that relationship. What we're looking for and what we have to give, really, in that relationship. Because ultimately, in relationships, the main thing is to be a giver, right? We want to emulate Hashem in this world. We know that Hashem is a giver. Hashem's not waiting for us. Hashem needs us only in the sense that He created us, and there's no king without a kingdom, and He's rooting us on, and He wants us to succeed. But ultimately, from the point of the Ein Sof, there's nothing that's lacking. There's nothing that's necessary for us to give. Hashem created this kind of persona and this this environment for us to be able to come and achieve stuff on our own, which is amazing. And we're grateful for that, right? But it's not something that necessarily, it's not like Hashem needs us per se in the same kind of way, right? So when we're talking about relationships, we want to be a giver, right? And when we are coming into the relationship, first and foremost, when we're walking around in the state of needing, being less than, having less self-worth, no confidence. The reason why we have this state in general is because we feel that the world is not abundant. The world doesn't take care of us. Hashem doesn't take care of us. Hashem doesn't have enough stuff in the storehouse to give us. Or perhaps we don't deserve what Hashem wants to give us because we're bad, or we have some sort of trauma, or we haven't earned it, or there may be all kinds of different reasons, right? So a person can walk around with these kind of feelings, and it could be a temporal kind of thing where, hey, I'm just not feeling it today, or, you know what, I've been in a slump. The bounces haven't been going my way. Or it could be something that this is just the way that we carry ourselves. You know, this is shlemiel and the shlemazel. And somebody's always taking the brunt of everything. And why me? It's always me. I'm always getting these bad luck. And all this stuff happens to me. And, oh, there's another person and another letter and another thing. And, oh. And the person has this victim mentality. And they're never really owning their life, right? But really, they don't have confidence. And they don't have abundance. They don't feel like they have abundance. They feel as though they're really, really lacking. So they're also attracting other people in other situations that are looking to take from them, or that they're finding that opposite action, that opposite person, or the same kind of person in a different kind of way. And ultimately, what do we want to do? We want to turn that into abundance. We want to turn that into confidence, self-confidence, where I don't need anything. Right, as we mentioned, right, in the terms of sales, or as we're saying, in terms of relationships, codependency, we go on a date, and we so badly want to be in a relationship. Doesn't matter, just somebody, please tell me yes, please, anybody, tell me yes. Are you the one that's going to tell me yes? It's not that you know what you're looking for, and there's also stuff, a person is maybe too picky, they're not open to what Hashem wants for them, they just only want this thing, and then they wonder why they're also single. Because they haven't found their 7-foot-tall millionaire basketball player that turned to manifest, right? Religious Shomer Shabbat NFL player, which just doesn't exist. It can't exist, right? So they're wondering why they're single. Okay, well, that's one thing. Another thing is where the person, they just need anybody. They want anybody. And the other person can feel it. And it's a subconscious level. And the danger is sometimes when we meet somebody else who's just in the same kind of boat. Or maybe they grew up with a sense of lack, and the same sense of lack is what you are actually portraying as confidence, that one thing, right? So that can be a very dangerous situation, and it can happen also in business, right? Where maybe a service provider, you own a business, and you think, oh man, I don't know, I don't believe in what we're doing, or how am I going to ever get any good clients, or I don't know how to get clients, so you just want anybody to come along. And then there's somebody who's has a business, and they're looking for somebody to help them with what they need, and they're just looking for the cheapest deal. They have an issue too with paying premium for good quality and service, and so here comes this guy over here who needs any client, and he's willing to put whatever price on it to bring someone in. And then here's this person over here that says, "Hey, I'm not good enough either because I don't believe in paying what people are worth, or paying enough money, or I don't believe in my product, so I'm not sure if it's going to work out. I don't want to put too much into it." And they're both kind of falling in this situation, right? How do we get away from this? We have to come from a place of abundance. Coming from a place of abundance allows us to have sustainable relationships, right? Because these kind of other relationships, these codependent relationships, are not sustainable. They're built on shaky ground. People can see it from a mile away who are outside of it, and to the people in it, they're like, no, it's great, it's wonderful. And it's just not healthy, right? It's not healthy in, like I said, in business and interpersonal. It's also not healthy with family. And some we have more, I guess, liberty to remain in the relationship or not remain in the relationship. And coming from a place of abundance, Rav Benji, he talks about that the main thing about coming from a place of abundance is that when you do give, you're not coming from a place of like, okay, I'm giving from myself. I'm giving, here's a little bit that's in my cup, and let me pour what's in my cup into your cup. And now we can both have half cups, right? He talks about coming from a place of abundance where your cup is already running full. You already have so much to give. All you want to do is to share with other people this amazingness that you already feel you have. You're already so grateful that you love Shabbos so much, you love gratitude so much, you just want to have people over to be able to sing at your Shabbos table, to eat good food, to have good l'chaims, and to enjoy each other's company, and maybe share some good Torah, hear somebody else share some good Torah. Right? Or when somebody, they have a lot, right? They have a lot of abundance, but they don't have a lot of inner abundance. So they say, hey, I have all this money, let me invite people over every week and show everybody how rich I am. And they themselves afterwards are feeling depleted. They don't know even what to do afterwards. They're so tired, they can't sustain it. It's not sustainable that way. When a person's giving out of the place of abundance, it's sustainable. Because there's no limit to what you have. And the more that you give, the more that you get, even. Right? The more charity that we give, right? Gedalia Fentz is talking about all the time. If you feel like you're lacking Parnassa, give more charity. It's so counterintuitive, but it's the way to go. It's the way to go, right? So a person who's feeling a lacking in something, the best thing is to give more of that thing. But really to give more from a place of, what do you mean I don't have? What do you mean? We have everything, right? Coming from a place of abundance where the person, all they want to do is share. Right? Where we have sustainable self-worth. So ultimately, when we, there's probably time, relationships that we have. Maybe you have all the best relationships and this is the best. That means you've been working on yourself, or this means that you have an inner self-sufficient confidence about yourself, which is amazing. And you're attracting more people like that. And you have abundance and you're giving to people. This is the best way to be. If you have that already, kol hakavod. You can skip to tomorrow. But for anybody who looks in their life and they're saying, hey, you know what? My relationships are less than right now. Or it could be, hey, 80-20. It's not all or nothing, right? I don't believe in all or nothing. I don't think we're supposed to believe in all or nothing. We're supposed to not throw the baby out the bathwater, right? So we can examine our relationships and say, hey, you know what? This relationship doesn't seem so good. Either I got to end it or I got to throw out the bathwater. Keep the baby and throw out the bathwater. And this is the kind of the avoda of today. Is to analyze relationships, and if we see that there's something that doesn't serve us, how can we adjust it? Is it something that we need to end, and not to be hasty and say, hey, that's it, today's the day, I gotta do it. But really, it's maybe probably something that's been bugging you for a long time anyways. It feels good to fire clients that are draining you, that are, maybe when we got in the relationship, we were in that place, and now we've outgrown it. And that's okay. That's okay. By releasing that person, we also allow them to go and grow as well. Right? Or where am I in a relationship where I myself am the one who is coming from a place of lack? Where I'm the one who wants to take. I don't have to give. Or when I give, I feel drained afterwards. This is like a big thing. As a father, I've only been a father for a couple of years, so a lot of you had a lot more experience than me. You're like, all right, bro, keep it easy. Wait till you get up to my amount of kids that I got and the age that I got. Then you can talk about this. And you're 100% true. But from my limited viewpoint, all I wanted, I look so forward. I'm so excited to hang out with my son. I cherish these moments. So I'm not walking away from it like tired. I'm like looking forward to it. Right? So where can we come from a place of adding to the situation and feeling like we have so much more to give and adjusting those relationships? And adjusting our inner feeling of ourselves, of how we are, you know, quote unquote, showing up for these relationships. And I use some of these terms, right? Like if you listen to the podcast, right? Like showing up, talk about oppressed yesterday. These aren't necessarily concepts that I myself am following or use or believe in, but these are concepts that I see are prevalent. And I come to try and understand them more myself from my own viewpoint. So it's not necessarily indicative of anything, but point being is where can I show up better in this relationship for someone else? And if I notice that this is a toxic thing where I keep showing up with abundance and all this person wants to do is take, then it's not healthy, right? Unless it's my wife. Which, thank God, is not the case. But then we have we can work through that in different ways. Garden of Peace, other different things. Thank God they're helping. And but if there's other stuff going on, we definitely have what to depend on to start anew and go in a better place. So in any case, today, let's seek out healthy relationships. Let's look at what relationships are serving us and not serving us, and where I'm not serving the other person, and maybe where the other person is not serving me. And how can we get in touch with our inner self-sufficiency to have sustainable relationships with inner abundance, so as to be able to connect to ourselves and others from a place of sustainable abundance, thereby improving the quality of our relationships and making them more resilient, persistent, energized, and eternal. So that's from the book, from Dance of the Omer. Hope everybody's having an amazing day. You guys are fantastic. We should be zoiche to have relationships that are in a place of abundance, place of love, place of overflowing giving that comes from an inner place. And from this, we're going to see that one by one by one, we're transforming ourselves and transforming each other and opening each other and welcoming each other into a new paradigm of Ahavas Yisrael, a place that is Moshiach energy, that is building Mamish, the third temple, right now, having all the hostages released, living in a Israel, in a world of utter and complete shalom with the Geula Shleima. Ken yirat zayin l'chaim.